Hey, thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage. I wanted to make a video today specifically about scams in the real estate industry and how to avoid them. Because of all the transactions that happen all the time, whether that be rental or sales, this is an industry that is rife with people who are trying to make a quick buck by taking advantage of different people. Rental scams. If you're looking for a place to rent, make sure that you're doing everything you can to ensure that the place you're looking at is actually available for rent. A lot of times we see things where properties are listed on Craigslist as rental properties, when in fact they aren't even actually available at all. Sometimes they may be available to purchase, but not for rent, but people will put them up online and ask you to pay a fee, and they will send you the key in the mail. Anytime you find any property that you want to rent, make sure you Google the address to find out as much information as possible. If you're finding an address that's associated with a real estate agent that is someone different than the person listed on the rental application or rental ad that you're seeing, make sure you call that real estate agent to find out if it's actually available for rent so you don't end up sending money to someone that you're never going to get back. Wire fraud. So wire fraud may be different from state to state, but in Indiana, we have the good funds law, which states that any buyer who's bringing $10,000 or more to closing has to send that in a wire to the title company or whoever's handling that closing. Because of this, there are scammers out there who try to take advantage of that all the time. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll send information by spoofing the email of the realtor that's representing you or someone at the title company with a quick message saying, hey, small change of plans, we've had to send or change the wiring instructions to send your money to a different location. If you're buying a home for sale by owner or with a realtor, it's always a good idea to contact someone else involved in the transaction to confirm the wiring instructions that you're getting. Anytime that I'm representing a buyer, I tell them I will never ever send you wiring instructions of any kind. So if you get something saying that it's from me telling you to send your money somewhere else, it's a scam. This can be very difficult to recover your funds, so make sure that if you are sending $10,000 or more, you're confirming with your agent or your lender to ensure that the wire instructions you have are accurate. Deed scams. If you bought a new home recently, that information is recorded and is public knowledge. A lot of times there are people who will send you information in the mail that looks extremely official, potentially with a warning that says this is your final warning. Basically what they're trying to do is let you know how important it is to have a copy of your deed, and they'll only charge you $80 to make sure that they have that for you. Here's the truth of the matter. If you recently bought a home, you should have already gotten a copy of the deed from the title company whenever you purchased it. If you ever have a question about this, make sure you reach out to your agent if you used a realtor, or you can always call the title company to see if they've got copies of your information as well, because typically they hang on to the records. If all else fails, remember your deed is a public record and you can get a copy from the courthouse at any point in time, and they're not going to charge you that much money, typically around $1 a page to go print one out. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Aaron Advantage podcast. There's no link on this one because these are specific scams that I've come across with people that I've represented. It's an unfortunate fact that scams are out there every day on almost every transaction, so make sure you're doing everything you can to protect yourself when you're buying or selling real estate.